then when the caribou gone, he think they will never come back. He think they be gone for good. And then all the garden in the state, they'll be growing up pretty soon, they never grow anymore. That's where the starvation will be start. But he said, but the family that stays in the creek, they'll be finding some food for their family when they were living in the Christian life. The person that they were prayed to will give them enough meal to support them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. I know how those things going to come.
It's a pretty interesting prediction.
Yeah.
And a lot of problems elsewhere.
Yeah, nobody knows it where he gets that word, but everything come true. Reindeer gone, caribou come back. Before this was happening, he told me about it. So I spread it out to the people so they can hear it. I don't want to keep it up myself.
Nope. Chester was saying something about that too the other day, that bad times could come. And that's why it's important that young people learn how to survive. Isn't that right?
Right.
It's possible.
They had to bring that thing right there, so?
Okay.
You going to sing that rain down song again?
Okay. They want you to sing it again, Paul.
Yeah.
Some of them didn't get it.
Maybe she can go get her.
One more over here, recorder.
I'll have a water first before I sing.
All right. I'll tell you what, I'll stop and have a cup of coffee, too. Anybody else want some?
One day used in Mary Sinclair, I'm going to sing it first. And after I sing that one, and I'll sing the one they use in Nota. Come along and everybody to the big reindeer fair. Elotuna and Atpali, Tautakio will be there. Sikivana and Sukwena, Georgiutana and Akuk. Joseph Koenig and the Garzak, they are keeping the books. When you hear a tonic whistle blow, Akika, to see the sledder stroke, we kick it along, make boys come in every Eskimo, there'll be a hot stew in a big tent tonight.
I like that.
That's the one they sing in the Mary's Igloo.
Try it over again, you might sing better this time.
Huh?
You might sing better this time again. How much it could then be?
A five.
How much it could I feel like a cool you pick up better?
They asked me again to sing that over again.
When you sing, sing again, it'll get
I had a little too high.
All right.
You have come a long, long way to Mary. To see the sledding winners race, to see the people of Napaltut, and to listen to Panalo from the chief. We glad you here, we glad you here. We hope you win in everything you try for. The ribbons blue are only made for you. Feel you rock to Napak to did your rod. I didn't sing that first one, but I'm going to sing it over again after this one. Come along and everybody to the big reindeer fair. Elotuna and Atpali, Tautakiyuk will be there. Sikivana and Sukenya, Georgiutana and Akuks, Joseph Koenig and Agarzak, they are keeping the books. When you hear a tonic whistle blow, Akika, to see the sledders go, Kikilamik boys, coming every Eskimo, there'll be a hot stew in a big tent tonight. And they sing it over again after they said, they sing the chorus twice, and they says, There'll be a hot stew in a big tent tonight. Rinderman, when you hear a tonic whistle blow, a kick-a, cedar sledders go, we kick it lumic boys, come in every Eskimo, there'll be a hot stew in a big tent tonight. When my brother told me to go to North Texas from Kivalina, so he make a song. What did he see last year when they had the first fair? He went over to Notak. They had fair twice in Notak too. So he made an Eskimo song. So he teach Jake, Illinois boys named Jacob Driggs and I with that song. So I went going over to Notak with the dog team. So maybe Jacob told those fellas, those officers in the fair, that we had a song too to sing in Eskimo. And I'm going to sing that Eskimo song too, the one they had. Mr. Sile na langang me maraya wam na mystery ora eya we wakto ka sakto lisipu me arigoma. The word in that song, it says, my brother saw Mr. McGuire. He was dragging by a sled there on the snow, on the side of his sled, from his side. Rindy dragged him along. And he said he saw Mr. Seal was laying on his back. He held the line of a reindeer he was dragging from his back. And he said, but Mr. Reed, school teacher in Kivalina, he had good driving. He'd get in the sled and start off and go around the post and come back. The name of that deer, sled deer, he used is Lazy Bone.
Lazy Bone.
Money.
That's a government sled deer.
Good morning, babe.
That's pretty good.
And the one that win the reindeer fair song was made by the Wainwright men. I'm going to sing it again, that one.
Let's see, let me see if I can recall that man's name, Wainwright. I heard about that one too. Something like Tugruk. Oh, Tagaruk. Tagaruk.
Tagaruk. Make that song.
Yeah, Tagaruk. I knew him.
Mr. Sicily, this is what I'm singing. When we love a payout, at the name of a funny man, what's that? Sick, but I young and I like love old. Ariga my ya am hak to engit kan marang ai anak si motoro ai yang em ko motoro ngot le kau lam lo te lo mara ai yang em ariga mai Yeah. That's the song that win the Eskimo in their first song. That song win.
For the Eskimo contest for making the songs, Eskimo songs, and this is the one that won the prize.
You know what the words are?
Eskimo words?
English words? Translation?
He said this song he was going to make for Rindeer Fair song. So he said he's going to name Mr. Seal in the song because he was the head of reindeer herders. And then later on he said, we got to be thankful for these reindeer that was given to us by the government because they use them for clothing and use them for meat and they even pull the sled themselves. So we got to be proud of those things, what the government had done for us. That's the word in that song.
Thank you, Paul. Let me ask, wasn't the period of the reindeer really a pretty good time for everybody? Not such hard work as hunting? Is that right, you think?
You know, in the summertime, we used to put your fawn skin in the summertime.
When the skin just right.
When their hair is just right, we put you then. We eat meat and dried up the skin and use them for park in wintertime.
Inside parka.
Inside parka.
Oh, yeah, something make outside parka, just fancy.
And you were saying using the fawn skin also for going out on the ice,
yeah,
because
make
it was
it
light color.
Too white. Some reindeer real white, spotted.
Like the Mabel Brown has a reindeer parka.
Uh-huh.
That's a beautiful one.
Mm-hmm.
In wintertime, when we hunt in the land where I was raised in Kivalina, we use mukluks like she had, fur bottom, skin bottom, and legs. And out in the ocean, on the salt water ice, we never used them kind of a mukluk. They get wet quick
mm-hmm.
in the salt water. We use hard bottoms, hoopoe skin for the sole. They never let us allow to use those kind of a mukluk on the salt water. They get wet in no time.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's reindeer bottom, isn't it?
Reindeer bottom or caribou bottom now.
Mm-hmm.
And we use reindeer socks and put it over it. We always close up for cold weather. And then, one fellow there in Kivalina, he used to be drift out on the Arctic Ocean. He lived 10 miles above the Kivalina village with his family and some other family. So, sometime when he went out hunting, he tried to get a seal, you know, for the food. And while he was out there, way out, an ice break off on the back of him. So they drifted out, he couldn't go across. In the first trip out he was on, he was told by the old folks ahead of the time not to travel. You know those three stars up and three little stars down,
yeah.
The one I draw? He said, he start down that way. And he tried to be close to the lead So he said, the damp, the open water, it's just like rain on the other side. So when the streams come up, it turn into wet and get on him. So he start off torch, and when it get dark, he make a little snow house. He make a little snow house, and he crawl in there and sleep at night. So he tried to lay down on the snow because he had a lot of heavy parking. Pretty soon he started getting weak. So he said, I better not lay down anymore. And every time when he came from there on, he'd use his mitten, put it under his butt, and use it for the seat. So he just sit down and sleep. So he strength and never changed anymore. So he was landed across and Sism River side. He could tell that beach. And in those days, those people, you know, these people was a danger from other villages, you know, because he was all alone. He said they might kill him, you know, in those days. So when he found out that was Sism River side, he started back up on the ocean. So he landed at between here and Kivalina on a bluff. So when he landed there on the beach, there was the igloo. He saw it not very far from there. So he get on the land and take that salt water out of his foot. He don't want to travel on the ice anymore. He want to be on the beach. So after he start out from there, his muscles froze up and they break off, froze real hard already. He said, what he should do is to keep going on the ice till he get close to that place. So he take his calico parking outside one, take some part of it from the bottom of his foot and wrapped his foot with that. So he get to that family, he see the people coming out from the igloo, but they never notice it. So he said, I always heard that every time when the person's drift out, when he come back, they couldn't see him. So there was a dump. They dumped the slop bucket on the front of their igloo. So he took his rifle out, lay him down. He rolled in that dump down. After he rolled down to the bottom, he get up and started to go up. Here's the person coming out. So this person noticed him right away. Before the people coming out, right, so he was standing there just about you, they never noticed him. So this time they noticed him after he rolled down on the dump. So they told him, come inside quick, they told him. They heard about him, you know, he was drifted out. And he stayed there till he gets strength back. So that man's wife make him a muckluck, new muckluck, so he could have when he was going. So he always told us, but the next time, second time when he was drift out, when he noticed that he was drift out, he never tried to stay close to the lead, he just shot right out, till he find the old ice with the snow in it. So he make a little snow house in that place and stay there till winters get clear. So after it gets clear, he always go home close to his place.
Very good.
So that's how he always tell us. So he always told us to tell the youngster if they drift out, don't try to stay close to the lead. Just start right out till they find the old ice and make a camp there.